Hello, my name is Brooks Jensen, and welcome to this introduction to the audio components of my new book, Looking at Images. There are certainly lots of ways that people engage in photography and relate to photography. Some people are fascinated with cameras and tools, others with process, darkroom things, digital things, etc. For me, it's always been about images, about that magical ability of photography to freeze the moment and let us look more carefully at something that's happening before our eyes, out of time, where we can study it, where we can see relationships in the things before us that maybe we can't get at a glance, at the speed of life. Photographs give us the ability to look at life in greater depth, to understand, to comprehend, to ask questions, to ponder, to think. And that's exactly what Looking at Images is all about. This started out as a blog many, many years ago that we called Vision of the Heart. It was an opportunity, quite simply, for me to look at images that we published in Lenswork and to share my thoughts with blog readers, with you, about what I saw, what I thought, how I reacted, in the hopes that you would engage in the process too. I would definitely not propose that my way of looking at all of these images is the only way of looking at all of these images. In fact, it's only my way, and it's the dialogue that this starts, I hope, is the real value in this book. By simply showing you how I look at some of these pictures, perhaps it might encourage you to think more carefully about them too. Maybe you'll agree with me. Maybe you'll disagree with me. Both of those are perfectly acceptable. It's the relationship with the image. It's the process of seeing and relating to images that is the core idea behind this book, Looking at Images. In putting together my thoughts about images, one of the things that is consistent is that there are different things to be noticed in every image, probably more than I have room to talk about or write about or even think about. Images that are worthwhile looking at often have a depth to them that is quite profound. And by that I mean there are so many points of view, so many different things to see, so many different ways to approach an image. So, what I've done in looking at images is make two completely different sets of comments about an image. One of those, what I might consider the primary commentary, is in the written form in this book. The second group of comments are verbal, are audio recordings, like this one that you're listening to, about my observations of a different aspect of the image. So the audio is not merely a reproduction or a rehash of what's already been produced in print, but instead discusses the image from a completely different point of view, noticing different aspects of the photograph, of the composition, of the creative process. And that's the final part of my introductory comments. To simply take each of these images and talk about them from a compositional point of view, or, well, heaven forbid, an I like or I don't like point of view, would be not particularly of value. Instead, what I think each of these images offer is something that we can learn about the creative process, about the process of being a photographer. So it's my hope that through all of these images and the double comments that are associated with each one of them, that you'll find in here little nuggets of ideas, of wisdom, of process, of motivation, of inspiration, things that you can use in your own photographic and creative path. That's the purpose of Looking at Images. We hope you find this an interesting and creatively stimulating resource.